We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your network and community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and Facebook at Social Capital with Lori Hybe. All links can be found in the show notes. This week's guest is Brian Lee. Brian is the president of Revelation PR, advertising and social media, as well as a part-time lecturer on social media at Madison Area Technical College. In Business Magazine named Brian to its 40 Under 40 list in 2012, and PRSA Madison named him its 2013 Communicator of the Year. Outside of Revelation PR, Brian is the editor-in-chief of Madison Startups, an online publication that covers startup news in town, and he runs EatDrinkMadison.com, a Madison, Wisconsin restaurant and bar guide that is searchable by amenities. Thanks, Brian. Excited to have you on the show.
Thanks, Lori, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So, you know, you've got a couple different businesses going on here. If you weren't running an agency and those two other media properties, what would you be doing instead?
You know, I would love to host a show on the Travel Channel or Food Network. I've actually hosted a local food show here in Madison, and I do know a lot about food and drinks. And I'm a very open-minded eater, and I think it would be really awesome to get paid to travel and eat.
All right, so who's your favorite food show host that you like to watch then? I imagine you're watching those shows.
I know this is not a popular choice, but I really like Guy Fieri. I think he can sell. That's his purpose on being on TV, is to sell. So that's why I like him a lot, because he's very entertaining as a TV show host.
Fantastic. I like Guy Fieri too. Not going to lie about that one. All right, I'm going to switch directions here. What are some common mistakes companies make in their social media usage?
Well, first, I think too many companies don't actually have a reason to be on certain social media platforms. What they're doing is finding a solution without a need. Another mistake is that companies are trying to talk to target audience on every single social media channel instead of segregating them. This is why you'll see the exact same post on a company's Facebook page, Twitter account, Instagram account, for example. And finally, people are spending too much time and effort trying to sell on social media, not realizing that customer retention instead of acquisition is a good and often better use.
Ooh, I like that last line there. I always like to say that social media is about being social and not sell me media. So that's really good. That totally makes sense. All right. So how do you stay in front of or best nurture your network or community?
Well, first, I attend a lot of networking events, and I usually spend the first hour or so reconnecting with people I previously met. I think it's important to manage those relationships that way. After that point, then I will seek out new people to talk to. I also use LinkedIn to stay in touch with my contacts.
All right. Well, that's going to lead me to this question here. So digital networking or traditional networking, which one do you find more value in?
Well, I actually combine both. So if I want to continue a relationship with someone I've met in person, I will also connect with them on. At least in my experience, I have yet to see someone build a good business relationship with someone exclusively online. It's too much like dating right now.
So I have a question about your LinkedIn profile, because I took a quick stab at that before this interview. And you have a comment about people that are reaching out to connect with you, that you require a note in advance of them, you know, reaching out to connect. Can you talk to me a little about that?
Sure. So I get a lot of LinkedIn networking requests all the time. And, you know, a lot of people I don't know, and they don't know me. They just want to connect with me, but then they don't give me a reason to connect with them. So I often just ignore the request or delete it altogether. But if someone were to say, hey, Brian, you know, I'm interested in connecting you with for this reason, then I'd be interested in that kind of relationship.
That makes sense. I find that happens a lot on LinkedIn as well. You just kind of get the blind inquiry to connect with no meaning and no substance. And that's...
Who are you?
Yeah, exactly. Why do you want to connect with me? Yeah, I've actually gone as far as sending a reply back saying, you know, forgive me if I don't recall this meeting at a networking event, but can you refresh my memory on why you may be wanting to connect? Or if we haven't met, you know, share some additional insights into that.
That's actually a good idea.
Well, thank you. All right. So what advice would you offer to the business professional who is looking to grow their network?
I think if you ask anyone in my network, they will all agree that I never, ever sell. I'm trying to build a relationship with the people. And relationships do bring in business. So if you are looking to grow your network, be known as someone that others want to be around. Don't be that person that everyone avoids because they all know all you're trying to do is sell to them. I think if you've been to enough network events, you know those people I'm talking to.
Yeah, I love that. Be that person that others want to be around. That's great advice. And it's so simple.
Yeah, I think people have just too much pressure to go into a networking situation and get immediate results, which means that they think they have to sell right on the spot. And I wouldn't want to do business with someone that wants to hire me within the first 5 minutes of meeting me because they're likely to desert me and go to... immediately.
Yeah, that absolutely makes sense. Okay, so if you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
First, if I could do that, I would tell that version of me, hey, try this, you know, stay as skinny as you are right now. I don't have any regrets in terms of business. That's because every failure and every success have led me to where I am today. I have thought about those failures that I would like to have avoided, and especially the stress that came from those failures, but ended up learning a lot from each of them, and thus I wouldn't undo them.
That's good. I like that. All your failures and successes have brought you to where you are today. That's fantastic. But I agree with the whole weight thing. that's good. Okay, so we've all heard of the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Now, who would be the one person you'd love to connect with, and do you think you could do it within the 7th degree?
Well, instead of answering with a celebrity famous figure, I'm going to be a little boring and answer this question generically. So I do a lot of business development, or in fact, all the business development for my agency. And I'm always looking to meet the decision maker of a company. So sometimes I'll look at LinkedIn to see if we're connected through 2 or 3 degrees of separation. Or other times I may tap into my network and see if anyone knows anyone at that company and work my way up from there. That's how I begin that journey.
Fantastic. Those are good pieces of advice for our listeners indeed. But you don't have any celebrity or famous figure out there that you'd love to connect with?
I mean this in not in any kind of way of bragging, but I came from a world that I worked in sports PR, and then clients to include some celebrities. So I'm around that now that it isn't the same for me. You know, I'm not starstruck, and that's why that's not a higher priority to me, I guess. Again, without trying to be boastful or anything.
No, that's fine. And totally understandable. Okay, so let's switch gears here. I'm a huge fan of just continuous improvement and reading new books. So I'm always curious what book, my guests are reading at this time.
Well, first, to paraphrase Stephen King, if you want to be a good writer, you have to read a lot. And I completely agree with that, which is why I'm so surprised that it doesn't seem like many people that work in communications, marketing, PR, you know, content marketing, et cetera, make the time to read. It's so important as far as I read a lot, and I just started this week the book Game of Thrones. I'm actually two seasons behind in the actual TV show, but judging by how long these books are, I likely won't catch up before the show ends.
Oh, I imagine not. But I have not read the books. I have watched the show, and from what
don't give anything away.
Oh no, I won't. But you know, as most of the time it goes, the book is better than the show. At least that's what my friends are telling me.
And just as a complete aside, you know from watching the show that there are 3,000 characters, and the book is probably even more than that. I have to like keep a separate list to keep track of who's who.
I think that's the one reason I decided not to read those books, actually, because I have a hard time just keeping track of the characters on this show.
Right.
All right. So any final words or advice to offer to our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
Yes. Remember, it's not all about what you can get, but what you can give to. I often refer business to someone who doesn't offer me anything in return, and that is fine. Life balances out, and I know that, you know, someday in turn, I'll in turn get a referral that I won't be able to reciprocate. The other last bit of advice is be patient. Relationships take time to grow. My firm, we're about to start a contract with a client that I met 2.5 years ago, and I have been nurturing that relationship ever since.
Oh, that's fantastic advice. It's better to give than to receive is what I heard. And second, be patient. I think that's so true. It's, you know, like you said, people go to networking events and they expect like instant results, but in reality, it does take time. So that's great advice there. All right. Thank you so much. So if anyone would be interested in contacting you, what would be the best way that they can reach out to you?
Please. BRIAN at experiencerevelation.com.
Fantastic. I'll include that in the show notes. And thanks so much for being on the show, Brian.
Lori, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Brian Lee for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, please send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we will see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.